Blog Talk Radio.
Jeez, stop it. All right, here we go. YouTube's going live. Rocking and rolling it. Oh, my goodness. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. Welcome, YouTube. It's good to have you with us tonight. Welcome all of our friends from around the world. It's good to have you with us tonight. We're going to have a great night tonight, just like we always do. And last night, we were studying a message by the man who died and went to heaven. Actually, he didn't go to heaven. I think it's one of the coolest. I met God stories there is, because he didn't go to heaven. He stayed in the waiting. He stayed in the operating room, looking at himself laying on the table. And you know, I've heard a lot of people tell stories about how they left their body in on the operating table. He left his body as soon as they gave him the anesthesia. And walked down the hall with him right next to his own body. I mean, it's good. It's a cool story. Now, remember this always. We don't ever worship a human. But anybody that's had a specific one-on-one revelation with Jesus, man, listen to what they got to say. And found out today his father of the faith is Brother Jesse DePlanis, Sister Kathy, and the church there. And so thank God. Thank God for this very good revelation. Now, what I got tonight is, last night he told the story in a 24-minute segment. There's two sessions here that was at one church, and they're about an hour long apiece, and it's telling the story I went to heaven in two nights. So I think we're going to get a lot more revelation, and I think it'll do us good because we need more revelation. At least some of you do. I know I do. I can't speak for everybody. I don't want to make it sound like I believe everybody needs more revelation, although I know everybody needs more revelation. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you. We honor you. We give glory to your name. And we thank you for doing a mighty, marvelous work amongst us right here in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hold on to your hat, man, Hattie. Oh, hold on now. You guys are getting way out ahead of me here. Got to wait till we get everything done.
Can I say to you, family of mass, let's go.
Here we go. You're going to enjoy this. Take notes. Take notes.
If not, let me know. I'll bring some more tomorrow. But I just wanted to sow into your life at the beginning of the year. I didn't want to do this to begin with. This is our third year now. We just finished it. And I just want to sow into your life. And so this is at no cost to you. I wanted to sow. I didn't bring my book table. I'm sowing that this first meeting to the Lord as a first fruits of the year. So I didn't bring my new
Jesus Christ.
Imagine it. I heard what you said. Keep going.
Tell you the truth. Enemy is trying
Come on, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, part one. We're going to go immediately to part two. It's another hour off. But I want you to remember something. He started this video by handing out all those books and all that money to those kids. Remember what he said? It was a first fruit offering.
Yes.
All right? Now, pay attention to the first 2 minutes, the 5 minutes of this video. You don't want to miss what he's going to say. Because he and his wife got an immediate return on that seed during the night. Now, watch this. All right? But, like Brother Jesse says, the anointing of increase is on him. And that's their spiritual father. The anointing, the breakthrough anointing is on us, and we are breaking through.
Amen.
The anointing to set it in order is on us, and we are setting things in order. Amen?
Right
here and right now, here we go, part number two. Welcome. Glad to have everybody with us. We sure love you guys.
I was sleeping.
This is
Amen. Amen. Now. Come on. Come on. Ha, 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 ha Wow.
I don't talk about it. So, do you want to? You
Joy, which is
Yeah.
payoff. I waited 2 hours because everyone's been holding and they wanted to give grace for another payment. Okay, so I go, well, if it's normal, I was a Christian. And I was witnessing to it. I said, he started crying. That's me. This is what happened. He said, this is how much it is. It's $150,000. If you pay 15 people, then I'll promise that you will information. Just give this to the bank. That makes any money. So, probably saw that.
telling you it. And We've never had. We're just where you are. I don't want to just help you. Your roommate wouldn't be. When I went to talk to him, I went in and I use my house to be a is on my house. My house is my home. Seated and seated.
besides that, wow. And he didn't even talk about his story of heaven at all. Hallelujah. Well, here's what we got to do. Let's go right into our communion, because that's what we got to do. And then when we get finished with communion, if you want to share some things, that's fine. I do have to go drive tonight. And after I've just heard him talk about for 39 years, handing out peanuts and Pepsi, I'm pretty thankful for what I'm doing. All right. And I appreciate
everybody that you serve and everybody that you do things for right now. By everything you do and the fact that you have good things to say to them and preach to them, whether you even intend to preach or not, you say things to them that other people wouldn't say to them. You were serving the Lord.
that is what counts, Pastor Sam. God bless you.
Yep, that's what counts. And thank God for the opportunity to serve. And, you know, I always look at everywhere I go, everyone who's around me, how do I reach out and touch this person? It just needs to be the process that every one of us has every day. We know he's more than enough. We know that he's not only more than enough. We know that he's everything that we need. And that he's been given the name above every name. He's been seated high above all principality, power, might, dominion, strength, every name that's given in heaven and earth and in the days gone by and the days we live in and anything that's going to come in the future. And so we've got to make sure we're giving that to everybody that comes across our path. And what an amazing testimony. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody give this kind of testimony, that I fought God for 29 years and cried think about what he just said. I would go back and cry in the lavatory saying, why, what have I done wrong? But what an amazing lesson. Die to yourself.
Yeah.
Just die. I am crucified with Christ. Did we hear it, Andrew, the other day, or somebody say? Andrew Womack, the toughest part about being a living sacrifice is you keep trying to crawl off.
Yeah.
And Jesus won't make you get back up there. You got to get yourself back up there. Amen. But you know what? I think probably the most encouraging statement I've heard in the last two nights doing this is it don't matter. He loves you. He knows how much trouble you're going to have. Jesus was on that last night saying, Father, take this cup from me. If it be possible, take it. Now, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. But he was still, he told his disciples, I am in a great trial. Can't you pray with me? And they didn't. They slept. He had to pray for himself. And what happened? The angels came and ministered to him. You know, if you've been afraid to go out there in the wilderness for 40 days of fasting, just hunker down and make it happen. I know. It's like you said, you can take a large ministry to a little Bible study in a quick hurry by some of the things you say. Just do it. Crucify yourself. What did Paul say? I am here's my verse of scripture for tonight. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What an amazing thing. We get to live by the faith of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And if, see how to say this. Just pray, like he said, just pray in tongues with me. Shamalakiti manakama silamukut. Shamandale manakivere bakila sinuku. Enambola kanishimanakit. If there's ever been a day in my life to say, well, let's see how this is going to work, it's right now. And yet every day we see something new that God's doing. And, you know, we've been talking about 5 years we've been out here now. That's just amazing. Amazing. And when I got back from the my last hitch and I was done, parked the truck and got all my stuff out, Sister Land came, picked me up, On the side of Brother John's truck is a number that we have been speaking in God, in faith, every day now for 3 years. Maybe 4 years, 5 years, 4 years, I guess. We've been speaking this number in faith. And we look up and it's on the side of his truck. It's in his DOT. It's in his DOT number. There's the number. And that's not the truck I was driving. I was driving a different truck. And they're like, well, you can't drive that one. You got to drive this one. And what was that? That was a infallible proof that says, yeah. I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you speak the number I gave you. Because the path of the justice as a shining light. It grows brighter and brighter to the perfect day. You know the problem with listening to preaching like this? Yeah, it makes you want to preach. It makes you like, well, and you know, he made that statement. And if you thought about this verse, and we could go for another 3 hours, but I don't have 3 hours. So here we go. Let's receive communion. If you're new to us tonight and you're like, what in the world is this all about? Well, we are a group of believers that believe. We've just chosen to believe. We believe God's word actually says what it says on purpose. And we believe that God meant everything he said. We believe you can have everything the Bible says you can have. We don't believe God fudged anything on any of the verses. We believe that the Bible is the infallible written word of God, and we give ourselves to study and faith in every aspect of the word of God that you can imagine, and it's been every single night for 3 years. I look back and say, I don't even know how that's happened. We missed a few nights, but not too many. Amazing. It's like he's saying, I don't know how to do this. I'm just number three right behind Lauren Dengel or whatever her name is. I don't know how to do this. I just go in a dark room and play the instrument. I don't sing because I have a voice, but he won't let me sing. So I just play an instrument that I didn't know how to play until I went and met Jesus. Quit saying can't and don't and won't. Amen. And so wait, I was trying to explain to you who we are. So we're just here every night studying and talking faith. Oh, here comes the heat. Wow, isn't that something? Isn't that something? You see him? Huh? Can you feel like glory? You can feel the glory building. Whoever lives in, we may never get rid of this apartment because the glory, you can just come in here and get in the glory in this room, the studio room. Anyways, we teach the word, and then we receive communion together. We always pray the prayer of salvation. We always have a great message on faith based in the word. I'm going to give you 25, 30, 50, 75 verses a night. Why? Because that's what will change your life. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We welcome you to be with us. If you never received communion before, you heard a lot about it. We're getting ready to read the communion verses. Then we pray the prayer of salvation so we know that everybody that's with us is right with God, has the opportunity to be right with God. And then give you a few minutes of instruction about what just happened. Bless the elements. And receive them together. It's a great experience in the presence of Almighty God. Jesus said to the disciples, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this last Passover with you. Now, they were his disciples. They were his men. They worked with him every day. And then he knew this would be their last meal together before the crucifixion. And so, let's just pause for a minute. Just pray with me. You pray right there in your own home. Father, with great desire right now tonight, We just pause. We're not taking grape juice and bread. We commune with you by the Holy Spirit of God because of Jesus' blood and righteousness. The glory that you gave him, Father. We worship you now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Here we go. For I received, this is 1 Corinthians 11:23-28, verse 31. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it. And he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28. Here's the process. Let a man, a woman, examine herself. Examine yourself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that comes with it. Because there is no fear in God's perfect love. Trauma and torment go now from God's people. In Jesus, we welcome you to pray the prayer of salvation with us now. Let a man examine himself. What's the best way to do that? Pray this prayer that we have learned to pray. God has given us these words, assigned them to us to say. We actually even put it on an overhead projection here. Overhead projection. You can tell how long I've been around the church. All right. We got this on an overhead projection that we'll be glad to share with you. Give me just a second here. And that way everybody can pray the same thing right out loud together. Here we go. Pray this with me. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say this. I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life
as a believer
every day. Surround me with good people who will help me know how to walk you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And you'll notice my next words are jump and shout. Pause and shout. Maybe we should have jump pause. Pause jump. Now, what just happened to me, Pastor? Well, if you prayed that prayer from the depths of your heart, Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, just came to live in you. Faith himself now lives in you. Jesus, the light of the world, just came to live inside of you. So you're filled with light. Jesus took his blood and washed away every sin and every stain. Why? You said you would receive him, and he gave you the power to become a child of God. You said, fill me with all your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness. And guess what he did? He just filled you with it. So that's why on the inside, in your being, you'd be like, wow, something's going on right now. Many nights when I pray that prayer, right here in my own being, I experience that process all over again. Why? I don't know. It just happens. It happens because I received Jesus. And every time you say, I receive you, Jesus, he just, all right, you want some more? And he gives you a bunch more. And that'll be a blessing too. He made you an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus because you heard the voice of the Spirit and you came here tonight and you were a part of this. Romans chapter 4? No. Romans chapter 8, 14 through 17 says, those who are led by the Spirit, you were led to be here tonight. These are the sons of God. And you're not just a son, you're an heir. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Everything Jesus has access to, so do you. Like he said, send me some letters. Tell me how bad I am. Mm-hmm. Wait, that's not what he said, was it?
No. He said, don't. He doesn't care.
Don't send Kevin the bad letters. Send them to me. I know what to do with them, too. We got one of them mulchers. And then it's like you just don't even have any problems or cares anymore. Send me, my email address is right there in the notes. Ask me a question. Tell me your story. Ask me to pray. Give me a testimony. We love to hear from you. Seriously, we do. We do. If you're going to just write and complain, and don't waste the time. The gripers get the vipers. You don't want to be bitten by a viper. You got questions. Ask any question. I don't believe most pastors anywhere is going to have a problem with a good question. If you just write to puke on us. I had a baby girl and a baby boy. When they started to retch, I didn't say, here, let me cuddle you up close to my face. I turned them around so that they would be on the floor somewhere. And I probably ran to the kitchen where the tile floor was so it wouldn't be on the carpet. Amen. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Now, what we're going to do next is we're going to receive the elements. Now, I know you might say, Pastor, this is not communion like I've ever seen it. I know, but I feel like Brother Kevin, this is what he told me to do, and I am not going away because I'm not spending any more years doing something I don't want to do. Hallelujah. Here we go. How do you say it? Nobody blew on the mic or hit me with a coat. What we're going to do is hold up our communion elements, and then we're going to pray this prayer of blessing, and then we're going to pray over the bread and receive it, and then pray over the fruit of the vine and receive it. Every bit of this prayer is straight from the word of God. It's a verse of scripture about his broken body and his bloodshed. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Now, that's not capitalized, and it needs to. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace
is on you,
you Lord, and by your stripes
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotion, there is nothing missing, nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, that you endured the cross, despised the shame, put all Passover feasts into these two beautiful elements, and said, do it often. Pray this with me. And I now bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me.
By your
blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, created in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Let's receive. We always like to sing a song. Quiet Zoom room tonight, but you'll be all right. Join with us. Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus. Jesus, it washes white as snow. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. It washes white as snow. That is just amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, see, Brother Dan said a little earlier, we're all getting angels. Amen, brother. Thank you, Jesus, for the angels. Amen. You know, very interesting thought. We have angels with us every day, all day long. It's just you and I that are not aware of them.
Yes.
They are very aware of us, and they're standing right here in the room with us. God told Moses, I'm going to send an angel before you. And don't make him mad. Because he won't forgive you. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Anyways, glory be to God for another day. Wow. Hallelujah. There we got our participants and our chat. I lost track of the YouTube a while ago. God bless all of you that's with us over there on YouTube. There you go. Angel Collier was with us.
Yeah.
Audrey Van Gessel, Sunday Geyser. God bless you. Brother John Wayner was with us. Roger. Wow, we had a good crew over there tonight. Love you guys. Love every one of you. Angel Collier, it's good to see you, man. We love you. Good night, Audrey. I already have my angels. Amen. Amen. Got some good angels in this place. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Remember this, like we say all the time, everybody stay with us. Ready? We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is
Lord.
You know what we forgot to do? We forgot to read the closing verses. Wait, we didn't forget because we're not done yet. We didn't turn nothing off. Sister Phyllis, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. If you'd have said, no, I'm not, that would have been weird.
Well, would you like to hear Ephesians?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Chapter 3, verse 14 through 21.
Can you imagine?
For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Oh, I love the word of God. Thank you for letting me read that.
Amen. I love the word of God. Thank you. Thank you. And I think, well, I don't think, I know Brother Jesse said the other day, quit talking about what you believe and start getting to what you know. You got to start knowing those verses, because it truly speaks God's answer to every one of us. He wants to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. He just got to get us to die. We just got to die to our own selves, our own plan, our own will, our own dream, our own. And
the
just,
thing is, we don't understand that dying to our own dreams and coming alive in the Holy Spirit is a greater coming alive. We don't realize that that's how you step up.
Yeah. And it's so simple. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. What is his yoke? Learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. And if you don't have rest in your soul, then you ain't learning about Jesus. I love Jesus because he said, to him who has revelation, and I've given it all to you, to him who has it, I'm going to give you more. Now, my last closing verse is Job 33, 14 through 18. God is speaking. You may not perceive it, but in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep comes upon you, may you wake up and hear that lady screaming and realize it's just the devil and you just came alive.
Amen.
You defeated the enemy for the last time. And don't worry, you can't shoot the devil. You just put him underneath your feet. It's very interesting. Did you hear him say that him and his wife were praying 14 hours a day in the Holy Spirit?
Wow.
I got a ways to go yet. I'm getting there, though. Getting there. Anyways, now we're going to say, are you ready? Everybody say it. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. If you got any sense, you'll be like Sister Phyllis and watch it all over again as soon as we're done.
I will.
Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See you soon.
Jesus, good night.
Mighty name.
God bless you.
Brother Dan's gone. Sister Mary, bless you. Haven't seen you in a while, since last night,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, it's so good to see you walking the door.